We mentioned about William Hunter Way earlier. I'll just go over it. I've got Russell Quirk on the phone here. Now, after 8 years of planning, the deal for William Hunter Way's multi-million pound redevelopment is now due to be scrapped. Brentwood Council have confirmed the project with Stockland is set to be refused after a development agreement could not be reached. And as I say, joining me now on the phone is Russell Quirk. Hi, Russell.
Afternoon, Bob. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm absolutely fine, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. I know you're in between meetings, I believe, at the moment, aren't you?
I'm in the back of a London taxi trying to get out of Liverpool Street in this tube strike.
Oh, goodness me.
Yes.
Well, good luck getting home tonight, anyway. Comments, please. After 8 years, it seems the deal with Stockland is off.
Yeah, wasted 8 years and a wasted £300,000 of taxpayers' money. This deal, as everyone probably remembers, I mean, this was created, an idea actually, by the previous leader of the council, Brandon Lewis, and I have to say at the time, I thought, you know, a great idea to redevelop that particular piece of town centre land. And you know, notwithstanding some controversy over the construction and the size and the design and so on, the basic principle, I think, is right, that we redevelop it, do something better with it in terms of, you know, some more retail, some different shops, maybe some anchor stores that will drag people and keep people in Brentwood, stop them going to Berwickie, Chelmsford Lakeside, Bluewater and so on. But above all as well, you know, for most of us, particularly those of us maybe with kids, a cinema, you know, a cinema in Brentwood, rather than having to traipse to Romford, Chelmsford or Basildon. And unfortunately, Bob, now after, I mean, 8 years of messing around and dead ends and cul-de-sacs and I have to say, a managerial ineptitude, really, we now, 8 years on, get to a stage where the deal's dead. And a deal that actually, from the point of view of many opposition members on the council, 2 years ago should have been killed so that we could go out to proper tender and do a better deal for Brentwood. And now it seems that Louise McKinney and the Conservatives have finally had to listen and have yielded to the pressure that us opposition councillors have put on them for the last 2 years.
Sure. We learned a few weeks ago that there's a new deal on the table as well. Do you see that going ahead? Do you see a future in that one?
Well, it's interesting you say that, Bob. I mean, there is a deal. I've sat with Barry Aspinall, Karen Chilvers, Mike Nassurf, Julie Morrissey, William Lloyd, Phil Baker. We sat as opposition members 2 or 3 weeks ago with the chairman of Aquila, who set out very, very clearly the deal that he's proposed to the leadership of Brentwood Council. They proposed that deal in May. It was ignored. They didn't even get a response, not even a reply. They proposed it again in November. That was also ignored. So they came back in December and increased the bid by 500 grand to, would you believe, £6.5 million for the site, which is £6.5 million more than Stockland were going to pay. So we weren't going to pay anything for it.
Right.
And Louise McKinley refuses to acknowledge the existence of the deal, even though there are plans, there's a formal offer letter. And it's astonishing, really, that we made a decision. Well, I didn't. I voted against it, but the Conservatives voted to go ahead with a worse deal by Stockland back in November that was actually £100,000 a year worse in rent than it was when it was previously agreed back in 2007. And yet the Conservative administration chose to go ahead with that bad deal, even though they knew that there was an extra £6.5 million on the table. It's astonishing, isn't it?
Right, well, you know, they've got an opportunity now to actually look at that one. Would you like to see that done and explored?
Yeah, I think that's it. Part, Bob, I suppose, but what I want to see is openness, honesty and transparency over that land. It's public land, you know, it's not the council's land. We all own it as members of Brentwood residents, you know, we're all taxpayers.
Sure.
So what I want to see is an open, transparent tender process where the scheme actually, what should now happen, and I suppose we need to very much focus now on what we do going forward. We shouldn't have more ineptitude by the Conservatives where they pop together some plan that, you know, then fails 3 or 4 years down the line again. They've got to, first of all, listen to Brentwood residents, particularly the people that live close by. They've also got to listen to residents' groups, people like, say, Brentwood Action Group, which obviously Jerry Bender runs, and specifically Brentwood traders, you know, particularly the independent ones.
Yeah.
They all have a part to play in it. So let's, you know, a sheet of paper, to use a cliche, set down some parameters and some do's and don'ts.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
then
Russell,
go out to tender based on a business case.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're talking a proper consultation and, you know, looking into it that way, yeah. Yeah.
Open one.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
lovely.
The last scheme, Bob, didn't go out to tender. It was never market tested, and it really must be.
Right. Okay, well, obviously we'd at any point like to get the other side of the story. If anyone from the Conservative administration would like to come in and let us know what's happening and you know why at this stage it's been cancelled with Stockland, we'd be more than pleased to have them in any time at all. And meanwhile, Russell, thank you so much for talking to us today about it. And I wish you well getting home, not only through that transport situation, but that horrible weather as well. Good luck, Russell.
Help,
no, not at all. All right, thanks for talking to us. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye then.